Welcome to Sports at Large. They've been playing organized sports in this country for well over 150 years. And from day one, there's been one thing that has kept officials on edge: the fear of the impact gambling might have on the games and their participants. The folks who run athletics worried about the influence that betting would have on competition and competitors, and for good reason. It wouldn't take much for a coach or manager or player who is in debt or just susceptible to unethical behavior to fall under the sway of a gambler with deep pockets. However, thanks to a 2018 Supreme Court ruling which deemed a federal law barring sports gambling unconstitutional, betting has been unleashed across the realm of American athletics. Actually, unleashed is an understatement. 27 states have legalized some form of online sports betting, turning athletics in this country on its head. For decades, the sports leagues and colleges held betting at arm's length, like a father holding a baby's stinky diaper. Historical figures like Shoeless Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, and Paul Hornung got caught up in gambling's web, drawing long suspensions and banishment from their respective sports for their connections. But the gloves have come off, and those heretofore high-minded organizations have dived into the cash pile created by this windfall, grabbing for fists full of dollars down to the armpits. Virtually every facet of American athletics has been touched by wagering, with seemingly very little thought of the ramifications of such a craven and unscrupulous pursuit of gambling money. For instance, how do you tell employees that while the team they work for seeks to shake down every possible wagering source for cash, that they can't touch any of it? Just last week, Ryan Gold, a personnel executive with the NFL's Arizona Cardinals, was suspended indefinitely by the league for providing confidential, non-public inside information regarding the team's draft picks before they were announced. The league also alleges that Gold, Arizona's director of college scouting, took part in parlay or double-up bets on NFL and college games. Ironically, Cardinals and other NFL players are barred from betting on league games, but can bet on other sports so long as they are off club property or are not traveling with the team. No NFL player has been suspended for gambling in 3 years. Meanwhile, the leagues have paid little, if any, attention to the emotional impact indiscriminate betting by the public has had on the players. The ability to bet on virtually any aspect of a game, from its outcome to moments within the contest, has turned otherwise mildly antagonistic fans unremorsefully hostile as they heap all sorts of criticism on players both on and off the field. It's gotten to the point where the WNBA is meeting with its players' association this week to discuss ways the league can protect its workforce against the kind of invective that can destroy a psyche, as some of that hostility flows from gambling outcomes. With another Supreme Court ruling expected in the next term over whether prediction markets extend to sporting events, it's a good bet we've not heard the last of this issue. And that's how I see it for this week. For all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.